I started out having been an assertive and realizing that it wasn't good for me because I was a big guy. And when people would see me, they would be intimidated. And so even though they were around me, they didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. So now with the accommodator mindset, people come around and their first instinct is, man, this dude's a big guy. I don't want to piss him off. And then I'll start talking. And all of a sudden they say, oh, man, he's a big teddy bear. And then they do anything that I need them to do because they don't mind being around me. So I had to learn how to fit in for what my goals were. Does it make sense?
It sounds like you put so much into a relationship that the fear is that someone takes advantage of the actual care that you put in that relationship.
Yeah, because it's genuine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's genuine. It's not prefabricated, or it's not something that I'm doing just for personal gain. Mm-hmm. You know, each one of y'all on the screen know that. And I said that, you know, y'all remember when Brandon was part of the team and one day we noticed that he was trying to build each one of us up. And he didn't have to do that, but he genuinely wanted to see all of us succeed. So he was always pushing stuff out about each one of us, taking videos of us teaching so that people could recognize and understand that we were good at what we did. And I told him, I said, I would go through hell with gasoline draws on for you. And Sandy said, I wouldn't go that far. We laughed about it, right? But I genuinely meant that because I saw that he was trying to make us better. Mm-hmm. And let people recognize who we really were. And those are the kind of things that stick with me. So,
yeah.
I think there's a big portion of truly understanding your personality type, in addition to obviously understanding the other person, your counterparts. But once you really go a bit deeper into your own personality type and you ask yourself like the same question Troy is asking, you know, what are you afraid about? What are things that you know that you have to continuously keep in mind, that you have to watch out for? It just makes you so much better as a negotiator. You know, because you know your strengths and you know what you have to work on and you know things that you have to keep in mind. So like I said, for me, it's a time essence thing. I will sometimes, as I start talking, I'll just look at my watch to remind myself, get back to the point, get back on time. And it has helped me and love my personality type much more and use it in the middle of conversations to really strengthen those relationships even more.
Well, it's good to hear. I love this team. It's just amazing. Everybody on this team, we all help each other and we're so open and honest with each other. I think that's why we grow. It's nice to hear the truth and the vulnerability behind how you feel as a negotiator and what your negotiator personality type, what your fears are within that negotiator top personality type, because it also helps us understand how to get you in the right mindset, what you might be struggling with when you get into that difficult conversation. Now I know. That's helpful. So thank you.
Well, and yeah, everyone on the screen, we know enough about each other that when we go to do a training, when we go to do something, when we have a conversation, we know what to do and say to give the proper support. And one of the things we always say at the Black Swan Group is you should never go into a difficult conversation or negotiation alone. If you can stop that. So whoever your coach is, they need to know your personality type. So they need to know what to do to support you or to rein you in or to, you know, I mean, and it's, I've had the great fortune to teach with everybody on this screen. And, probably more so with Don and Troy than anybody else, but they know how to reel me back. And I know after Troy's told a story and he's everybody loves his stories. So he takes his time and he really gets into it and is very impactful to the audience. And then I know I have 15 minutes to get through the rest of the content and I'm like, no, 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 no. So I know I have to be really fast. And so we make up for each other like that. And then when I've been steamrolling them for an hour with content, Troy comes in and he's like, slow everybody down. So we balance each other out. And so when you're going into a negotiation, difficult conversation, you should have someone with you that knows how to balance you out, even if you're the same personality type, because Marcella and I teach together. So we both know that we're both assertive. So, you know, one of us has to kind of hold back and make sure that we're keeping on track with what we need to be doing. And that's why you have somebody else with you who understands you and knows your trigger points, knows your pain points, knows the parts that you do really, really well at. It's very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was laughing. I was telling the story earlier. You remember we were talking about, we were at a live event and Chris was doing a book signing. And people don't realize how difficult it is to be up on stage, you know, giving 100% of your time, having to get off stage, be managed by somebody to get over to this book signing. And you only have, you have 100 people in line. You only have about 30 seconds with each person. And then here comes this one person that wants 5 minutes of your time. And they don't realize, one, your personality type. Two, that, you know, they don't, you can't spend a lot of time in that conversation. So this one guy comes up and he's trying to talk to Chris. And so he says, would you be against me asking a question? Chris goes, hey, great. You know, go ahead and ask the question. And he hit him with a generic question that Chris hears all the time. And Chris' personality came out. He said, that's what you're going to ask me? That's, you know, why don't you think of something new, something unique? And the guy's facial expression changed and he was disappointed because he was expecting a response from Chris, but he didn't expect the response that he got. And I thought it was the funniest thing. And I'm saying to myself later on, I told the guy, I said, you don't understand Chris's personality type. He's an assertive. When you come in, don't waste his time. And I wanted him to look up what the personality type of an assertive is so that he'll learn in the future to never do that again. So
yeah.
Can you, CJ or Gabrielle, can y'all drop one person and add somebody, add Don back up? Oh, you got three. Oh, there you go. So you had a chance to be off screen and listen to the assertives and the accommodators. And as an analyst, could you give us some insight as to what you heard about the two of us, our personality types?
It's, you know, I worry that we, like I put in the chat, we get restrained by our personality types, because one of the things that I heard was, no matter your personality type, you are on the job regulating, like, not only what you're doing, but what the other person's doing. And just know that in your, I like what Troy did here, where we're talking about, because we usually talk about, know the other side so you know what they need, you know how they need to be treated. And you learn that through investigation, through demonstrating tactical empathy. But when we know what our personality type is, I'm sitting here listening to you guys and thinking back on all the conversations I've had and how I have let my personality type, which is to sit back and listen, maybe get in the way of getting stuff done. Because at work, I work with a bunch of assertives and a bunch of people who want to tell me what they have. And I'll just sit and listen without giving them anything back, because they're not the least bit curious. And I might be doing them a disservice, because I'm not trying to investigate why they think the way they think or giving them what they need. If they're an assertive, Sandy and Marcella both said they worry about how they're perceived. They worry about this and that. If you're an assertive and I'm an analyst and I'm sitting listening to you and I don't do some labels, do some mirrors and get you to reveal some stuff and think for your, you know, think of things from a different perspective, maybe based on a label, you might come away from that conversation feeling like you said a bunch of stupid stuff. You might realize the stuff that we could have uncovered in the meeting before. And this goes for any personality type. If I'm talking and you know I'm wrong, and you either argue with me because you're an assertive, or you're an accommodator and you just agree and move around it, when I leave that conversation, eventually I'm going to uncover that I was wrong and that you just left me hanging. You let me walk into that open pit. So it's just interesting to watch everybody. And no more so than in the wild, we see all these personality types and how they're a mix of everybody. No matter your conflict personality type, you're bringing in different things for different people. But if you guys have nothing else to go to a live event for, let me tell you this. Go to a live event where we're doing the personality types, because you'll get into your personality type group. Like, you actually go into a little separate room and answer questions. And there is nothing more fun than watching a bunch of assertives get together and like run those questions. Like, they are done. They are ready to go. They want to know where the catering is, and they're off to the races. The accommodators are full party mode. Everything is cool. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. They couldn't be happier. The analysts, they get in the room. Everybody looks at each other and just lets out their breath. And they're like, finally, my people. All right. And they will dissect the questions and go through them. And it's just fun to watch.